to 35. I simply couldn't do it, Gloria Fisher said. I simply would not. Jesse sat across from her in the living room. Molly sat beside her on the couch. Tell me about it, Jesse said, from the beginning. Gloria nodded. She was like the others, dark-haired, trim, in her early 40s. My husband went to work. I got my daughter off to school, took a shower, got dressed, and when I came out of the bedroom, he was here. Door unlocked, Jesse said. I guess it was. It's stupid. I knew this had been happening, but I forgot. She spread her hands. I'm terrible about locking up. Anyway, I said, what the fuck do you want? And he pointed his gun at me and said, do what I say and I won't hurt you. And I was enraged. I said, like hell. And he said, take off your clothes. And I said, like hell? It's funny, I wasn't scared. I was very, very angry. The son of a bitch came in my house. Now I'm scared. Molly nodded. That's because now it's safe to be scared. I guess, Gloria said. So, what did he do? Jesse said. He said, undress or I'll shoot you. And I said, get out of my fucking house. And his eyes got really big and he took a step toward me and then stopped and, like, stared at me. And then he turned around and ran out of the house. Did you see his car? No. Which way he went? No, Gloria said. I went right to the phone and called 911, and Officer Friedman was here in like a minute. Jesse looked at Steve Friedman standing in the kitchen door. I was two blocks away, Steve said. I didn't see him. Description? Oh, about my husband's size, I would say. 5'11", 185 pounds. Black jacket and pants, black ski mask. Had on those latex gloves like doctors use. The gun? I don't know anything about guns, she said. It looked small to me, kind of silver-colored. Jesse nodded. Any sign of a camera? I think so, Gloria said. I think he had some sort of digital camera in his other hand. Which hand held the gun? Jesse said. Gloria closed her eyes for a moment and pantomimed with her hands. She opened her eyes. Right hand, she said. He had the gun in his right hand. Jesse nodded. That would mean he's right-handed, Gloria said. Probably, Jesse said. You wouldn't carry a gun in your offhand, Gloria said. Probably not, Jesse said. If he was anybody you knew, would you have been able to tell? I don't think so, Gloria said. His voice didn't sound familiar. Did he do anything to disguise his voice, Jesse said? Like whisper or something? No, Gloria said. That would mean he wasn't someone I might know. Jesse grinned at her. Ah, come on, Mrs. Fisher, he said. Could you let me do a little of the police work? But, she said, if we didn't know each other, he would have no reason to disguise his voice. Doesn't that make sense? It does, Jesse said. Is there anything else you can tell us? Not really, she said. He was only here probably a couple of minutes. You're a brave woman, Jesse said. I didn't know I was going to be, Gloria said, but she looked at Molly. You got kids, she said. Yes. Daughter? I have a daughter and three sons, Molly said. I just have the one daughter, Gloria said. I kept thinking of her when I saw him. I knew who he was as soon as I saw him, you know? I'd heard about the other women, and I kept thinking of my daughter. And I couldn't let her mother be forced to strip naked in her own living room in front of some stranger. I couldn't. I would not. She looked at Molly again. Could you? She said. I won't know unless it happens, Molly said. Gloria nodded. We'll leave Officer Friedman here, Jesse said, until your husband gets home. Thank you, she said. Driving back to the station, Jesse said, tough woman. Yes, Molly said. I wonder if I'd have done what she did. You were right when she asked you, Jesse said. No way to know until you're in the situation. I hope I'd be like her, Molly said. Be a good woman and a good cop, Mal, Jesse said. Whether you did or not. Thank you, Molly said. That's what you are, Jesse said. And whatever you do in one specific situation doesn't change what you are. Even what I do with a certain Native American person? Even that, Jesse said.